was so hot.
可能我都不需要告诉你们那边太热了。
It was 40 degrees Celsius.
摄氏40度。
And I never sweat so much in my life.
我这辈子都没有流过这么多汗。
I kept wanting to change my clothes about, you know, twice a day.
我要每天换两次衣服。
But I remember when we were in Xi'an, we got there by plane, but we were going to go back to Beijing by the high-speed train.
我记得我们到西安的时候呢是坐飞机，不过从西安到北京呢需要坐高速的列车。
Have any of you been able to ride that high-speed train in China?
你们坐过那个高速的列车吗？
Oh, okay, a number of you. All right.
好多人。
Wow, that's terrific. I was quite impressed.
我的印象很深刻。
And I remember when we would pass that other train, do you remember that? It was like boom, you know, it was there and gone.
当两辆车交错的时候，你知道那个声音 ，boom 一下。
And the nice thing about it, and the thing I enjoyed the most, is that it was well air conditioned.
我最喜欢的是那辆列车里面有很好的空调。
And to be honest with you, there was a part of me that wanted the train to go slower.
老实说，我希望那个车会走得再慢一点。
Because I knew when we would get to Beijing, it would be hot again.
我们知道，当我们下车到北京以后，就会更又热起来。
But for 5 hours, I enjoyed the cool weather.
不过那五个小时，我很享受那里面的气候。
And I was comfortable.
我很舒服。
And when we pulled into Beijing,
当我们到北京。
I didn't want to get out.
我不想下车。
I let everybody else go first.
我让所有人先下车。
I grabbed as much air as I could and then I went out.
我就尽情地享受这里的空气，然后我出去。
You know, we get into routines in our lives sometimes.
有的时候我们会进入到生活中的一些日常重复的事情。
And Jonah had that.
约拿也有这样。
And in verse 1 of the book of Jonah, I'd like for us to look at verses 1 and 2 right now and talk a little bit about Jonah.
我们想先看一下约拿书一章的第一到第二节，讲到约拿。
In the first couple of verses, what we have is we're given the main players in this book.
在这两节里面给出了我们这本书的主要的人物。
And what we have is we have Yahweh, which is God.
我们有上帝亚威。
And we have Jonah.
我们有约拿。
But who is Jonah?
约拿是谁？
He was a prophet.
他是一个先知。
And there's only one other reference made to him in the Old Testament, in 2 Kings, chapter 14, verses 24 and 25.
那在旧约里面呢，只有另外一处。提到过约拿是在列王记下的14章24到25节。
And Bowen, I was wondering if you could read them for us.
Yeah, sure. 我在这里给大家读一下列王记下14章24到25节。如果你们有圣经的话，是在我们圣经的旧约的627页，14章24。他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，不离开尼巴的儿子耶罗伯安，使以色列人陷入在罪里的一切罪。他收回以色列边界之地，从哈马口直到亚拉巴海，正如耶和华以色列的神借他仆人加特西弗人亚米泰的儿子先知约拿所说的。
Thank you.So, we're told that Jonah prophesies that the borders of Israel will be restored to their original place.
我们知道约拿预言以色列的边境会被收回。
But here's how it happened.
不过是这样发生的。
The Syrians under King Hazael were very oppressive to Israel.
叙利亚的国王哈薛压迫以色列国。
And so what happened was that he had taken the land of Gilead, the possession of the land belonging to Reuben, to Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh.
哈薛侵占的是以色列的基列地，这地本是吕遍族的财产，还有加德地和还有马拿西部落的一半。
And the country of Bashan.
还有巴山地。
And then Hazael, he dies, and his son Ben-Hadad takes over.
当哈薛死后，他的儿子便哈达接管国家。
But he isn't as capable as his father.
他不如他的父亲一样有能力。
And so, Joash seizes the opportunity and attacks three times and regains the land to where it was before.
所以以色列的国王约哈斯抓住这个机会，三次的进攻，收回了这块地。
And the prophet that prophesied those events was Jonah.
那在之前预言到这一切的就是先知约拿。
Now just put yourself in the place of Jonah.
试想我们如果是约拿的话。
Wouldn't it be a privilege to prophesy of the victory of your country?
不是很荣幸的能够预言到你们的国家的景况吗？后来的景况吗？
You know, if we can read a little bit into the book of Jonah, we could probably say that Jonah loves Israel.
如果我们读一下约拿书的话，我们知道约拿爱着以色列国。
He was able to prophesy the well-being and good of Israel.
他可以预言到以色列人所要享受的福气。
He was experiencing God's provision and relief.
他享受着上帝给他的供应。
He was living in a safe and a comfortable place now.
他居住在一个安全舒服的地方。
And that was comfortable for him.
那对他来说很舒服。
And he loved it.
他很喜欢。
He loved God.
他喜欢神。
And he loved his country.
他喜欢他的国家。
But God had another idea for Jonah.
不过神对他有另外的计划。
You know, sometimes God calls us to do something that is out of step with the norm.
不过有的时候神会叫我们做一些不寻常的事情。
It may seem strange to us.
可能对我们来说很奇怪。
In the Bible, we have so many examples of this.
在圣经里面，我们有很多的例子。
One of them is that Jeremiah was told by God to go and prophesy, and he wasn't supposed to wear any clothes.
圣经里面有一处，神让先知耶利米到一个地方去做预言，那个时候他不可以穿任何的衣服。
How unusual that is!
有多么不寻常！
You know, just think when God had told the Israelites to surround the city of Jericho just the way that they were supposed to fight that battle. It was unusual. It wasn't normal.
想象一下，神是怎么样的让以色列人来攻打耶利哥城？是要把耶利哥城团团的围起来。
It would be like this. We all remember back. 9/11, when the Twin Towers were attacked, and the Pentagon here, a plane was sent into the Pentagon.
想象在我们这里，2011年的时候，911的事件是有两座世贸大楼被撞到，还有在我们这里，国防部的五角大楼也有一架飞机撞到上面。
And it would be as if God said, okay, the people that attacked you, okay, are from Saudi Arabia. And I want you to go and bring the gospel message to the Saudis now.
就好像神在对你，神说，攻击你的人来自于沙特阿拉伯，但是我现在要你到那边去给他们说预言。
That would be a hard thing to accept, wouldn't it?
这是一个很难接受的事情，不是吗？
That would be uncomfortable.
这会让我们觉得不舒服。
But sometimes God asks us to do uncomfortable things.
不过有的时候神要我们做不舒服的事情。
Now God calls Jonah to Nineveh.
那神叫约拿去尼尼微。
This is the capital city of the Assyrians.
这是亚述国的首都。
And they were a brutal people.
那里的人很残忍。
They were brutal to the enemies that they would conquer.
他对他们征服的敌人，很残忍。
Everyone in the area feared them and hated them.
那里的人都害怕他们，同时也恨他们。
Here's a couple of things that they would do to their enemies.
这是他们会对他们的敌人所做的一些事情。
They would instill terror on the people through this.
他们会依然的来恐吓这些征服这些被他们征服的人。
They would take an enemy and they would get four horses and they would tie both of his legs to two of the horses and both of his arms to two of the horses and then they would whip them so his body would be torn to pieces.
他们会把敌人的手两手和两脚绑在四匹分别的绑在四匹马上，然后让这个马跑向不同的方向，把这个敌人分尸。
And then they would take their enemies, and sometimes they would skin them. They would take their skin off of their bodies, and they would put the skin on the walls that would surround their city, so that people that would be going to the city would fear them who lived or who controlled that city.
他们会把敌人的皮剥下来，挂在围在城墙上，让所有进这个城的人都会害怕他们。
They were a terrible people.
他们是很糟糕的一群人。
But the interesting thing is that we don't learn that much about Nineveh.
不过很有意思的是，我们对尼尼微的了解并不多。
There's nothing much said about that city.
对尼尼微在这里没有很多的描述。
And some commentators say this, that the reason why we don't learn so much about that particular city is because God is trying to make a bigger point.About all cities, big cities.
解经家说，作者希望，作约拿书这样写是希望读者有一个宏观的眼光，看到神对于所有城市的一个热心。
And one of the messages from the book of Jonah is probably this: that God has a heart for big cities.
还有我们看到的一点，在约拿书里面，就是神对大的城市有一个热心。
Now these are the same people that conquered, that will soon conquer the nation of Israel.
这些人后来很快将会征服以色列国。
And these are the same people, some of the same people who will go into Judah one day under the name of Babylon, and they will destroy the temple.
这些人后来也是在参加了，后来是将犹大帝俘虏的这一群人。
And these are the same people that will take Daniel and his friends, and Judah captive, and yet here God has a heart for these people.
这些人后来也将但以理先知但以理和犹大国俘虏，那但是神依然对他们有一颗热心。
So God has a heart for these people, and it is more than Jonah can handle.
所以神对这些人有一颗热心，但是让约拿无法应付。
You see, the book of Jonah is about obedience.
约拿书是关于顺服的。
Now, obedience is a simple concept.
顺服是一个简单的概念。
In the biblical context, it looks like this.
在圣经里就是说，
God says, I want you to do this.
神说我要你这样做。
And we do it.
我们就这样做。
That's obedience.
这就是顺服。
I mean,If you're a parent, I mean, that's obedience to us too. We ask them to do something, the kids, and we expect them to do it.
如果你们是父母的话，你们也知道顺服很简单，你要你的孩子做一件事情，孩子就去做了。
But Jonah doesn't like to obey.
不过约拿不想顺服。
Like many of us.
和我们很多人一样。
Now, I don't like to obey even today, but I'll give you a little illustration, a quick illustration when I was little.
我今天我也有不想顺服的时候，我要给大家一个例子。
My mother, it was the first apartment or place I remember as a little child growing up in. So it was probably the apartment my mother and my father got after they were first married.
在我的小的时候，我和我的爸妈住在一个公寓里。这个公寓不大，它可能是我的父母结婚以后所搬进去的第一个公寓。
And my mother...had just spent the day, probably while I was taking a nap, wallpapering the living room.
在我睡觉的时候，我妈妈用纸把那个客房的墙糊上。
And I remember going into the room, looking around, and saying, wow, what nice pictures on the wall.
我进到这个房间看到壁纸的时候，我在想，哦，这里好漂亮。
And so I grabbed my crayon, and I wanted to start coloring it in.
所以我拿起我的蜡笔，我开始在墙上画。
And my mother said, "No, don't do that."
我妈妈说，你不要这样做。
And I could tell she was a little upset. I think I scared her.
我看到她很生气。
And so I took the crayon.
所以我拿着蜡笔。
And I put it behind my back.
我放在我身后。
And I put it up against the wall.
我在身后还是对着墙。
And I began to walk along the wall.
继续一边走，在一边画。
And the first step, there was no reaction.
在开始没有什么反应。
But then the second step, my mother saw the line.
不过当我移开的时候，我妈妈看到后边有一条线。
And then I felt the belt. The belt. I got spanked.
OK, I got it. 然后我就被皮带抽打了。
Yeah, boy, you know, I didn't like to obey all the time. Even when my mother gave me a clear directive, sometimes I just went the other way.
很多时候虽然我妈妈告诉我要该怎样做，不过我就是要不按她的做。
So what we have here is a book on obedience.
所以今天的我们看的这本书是关于顺服。
Jonah doesn't want to obey.
约拿不想顺服。
Why?Because we're told in chapter 4, Jonah doesn't want God, the merciful God, to be merciful to these people.
因为根据第四章，约拿不想让慈爱的神对这些人有慈爱。
You see, Jonah doesn't want to obey because he knows God is merciful, that he's slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness.
约拿不想遵守，因为他知道神太有恩典、怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
Understand this. Jonah is saying this. He's saying, I know if I obey you, God, your salvation will come to these people that I hate.
约拿说，我知道如果我顺服你的话，救恩就会临到我恨的这些人身上。
Jonah wasn't gracious. He wanted to see these people punished for who they were.
约拿想要看到这些人受惩罚。
He didn't like them. He had nothing in common with them.
他不喜欢他们，他和他们也没有什么共同点。
But God had a different plan.
不过神有一个不同的计划。
Maybe God has a different plan for us.
可能神对我们也有一个不同的计划。
So let's look at what Jonah does.
所以我们看约拿是怎样做的。
This is how you run from God. Let's look at verse 3.
我们来看第三节约拿怎样逃避神。
Now I have a PowerPoint here. Is this it? Oh, okay, good. That's the first one. Okay, good. So in verse 3, it says that God hurled a great wind. Am I on verse 3 here?Hold on. Let me just... Okay, thank you. Thank you. So in verse 3, we read... But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed toward Tarshish. He went down to Joppa where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish.To flee from the Lord.
第三节讲到约拿却起来逃往他失去躲避耶和华下到约帕遇见一只船要往他失去他就给了船架上了船要与船上的人同往他失去躲避耶和华
Okay, so here's if we just get the idea of what's going on here. Tarshish is somewhere in this area here. Like if you have a, I don't see it on this map, but it is in this area here.And if you have a map in the back of your Bible, it may even be called a Joppa. He goes from Joppa to Tarshish. Joppa is in this area here. And sometimes it's spelled J-O-P-P-O or J-A-P-P-A. And that city is here. It's modern day Tel Aviv.If you've been to Israel, it's modern day Tel Aviv, and it's right on the water there, the Mediterranean Sea, and that's where he goes.
Okay, 这段有点长。
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. 如果我们看地图的话， 他是这个地方呢，就是牧师刚才所指到的，在地中海的海岸线的这边。如果你们的圣经有地图呢，会看到它会叫他施或者也叫约帕这样的一个地方。它的拼写有的时候是 JOPPO 或者 JAPPA。那今天呢，在今天的时候，就是以色列的城市特拉维夫。
And God asks Jonah. He said he doesn't ask. He commands him to go to Nineveh. Okay, and.And so Nineveh is, okay, my eyes are really bad. Nineveh is right there. And that's part of Assyria, and that is modern day Iraq. Okay.
So, 我们看到神其实要他走的是在另外的一个方向，在东北的地方是当时的亚述国的境地，那在今天的伊拉克的境内。
So, Jonah boards a boat over here.
约拿在那里上了船。
He's supposed to go over here.
他本应该向东北边走。
But look where he's going.
不过看他往哪里去。
Okay, so Jonah is here. He's supposed to go over here. And this is where he goes. Tarshish. He goes all the way through here. He gets a boat. All the way through here. And he goes all the way over here to Tarshish. That's where he's headed. It's in Spain.
我们看到他要走的那边去到他施那个地方是完全相反的方向，一直穿过地中海，在西班牙的境内。
Now there were many boats going from this area all the way here because there were many mineral deposits in Spain. And so they would mine ore. So there are many boats going there empty kind of, or they'd have other things, but a lot of people going there to put the ore in the boats and bring it back.
他们很多船去那里是因为那边有很丰富的矿产，就会有很多人到那边去采矿，所以有很多的船来来回回。
So the first thing I want to point out is that Jonah is going exactly in the opposite direction of where God wants him to go.
所以我想要大家看的是约拿在走向一个完全相反的方向。
So if you're going to run from God and you're going to take your cues from Jonah, that means go the opposite way.
所以如果你想像约拿一样逃避的话 你就要完全的走向一个相反的方向。
But there's one other thing I want to mention.
还有一件事情我想要说。
Back in that day of Jonah,
在约拿的时代
not all the lands were explored that well.
并不是所有的地图都开发得很好。
And many people believed that this was the end of the world, or the earth.
很多人认为那就是世界的地极。
And you begin to wonder,
你就开始想
is Jonah saying, God, God, I do not want to obey you so much that I am going not only completely the opposite way, but I'm willing to go off the edge of the known earth.
约拿是在想我神我太不想遵守你的你的呼召，所以我要不但是要走向一个相反的方向，我是要一直走到这个世界的最尽头。
Is Jonah saying I would rather die than obey you?
约拿说，我宁愿死也不要遵守你。
I think there's a case for that.
我觉得这个讲得通的。
So, one other thing I'd like to just clarify here, and that is, that God is not.Pursuing an unbeliever.
我想要澄清一下，神在这里并不是在追逐一个非信徒。
Now I know that many of us have read this book.
我知道我们很多人读过这本书。
And we know that God tries to get Jonah's attention, doesn't he?
我们知道神想要引起约拿的注意。
And what he does is he when Jonah is in the boat, you remember that the waters stir up, a big storm starts.
所以我们记得当约拿在船上的时候起了很大的风浪在海上。
And when the Bible says that God hurled a storm upon the sea, it was as if it means that he threw a storm on the sea.
我们读到耶和华使海中起大风，其实就好像神直接的把这个风降到海上一样。
And that was the beginning of God pursuing Jonah.
这就是神在追逐约拿的开始。
And so, I'd like to just ask the question.
所以我想问一下。
Where in our lives is God asking us to do something or pursuing us?
在我们的生活里面，神在哪里呼召我们，或者在哪里在追逐我们？
Maybe I could put it a different way.
或者我可以说，
What is God calling us to do?
神呼召我们做什么？
It could be a personal thing.
可能是一个关乎个人的问题。
You know, the past 2 years, I've had the privilege of performing some weddings here at the church.
过去两年，我很有幸主持了很多的婚礼在我们的教会。
Actually, there's been quite the run on weddings here at the church.
过去几年有好多人结婚。
Our young people are meeting each other here. They're coming, they meet the Lord, and they meet each other, and then they're getting married.
我们的年轻人认识神，我们彼此相识，我们步入婚姻。
And it's a great thing.
这是很好的事情。
And here, Bowen did that.
我们今天翻译的弟兄也在其中。
It's terrific. I love to see that.
这是很好的。
And then, you know what happens? They end up having babies and they stay.
对，还有很多人就开始生孩子。
And now we're really planning to have a children's ministry.
所以我们开始要有一个儿童的事工。
And we're meeting now during the lunchtime.
我们在午餐的时候有会议。
And if you're a parent that has a child that would like to be part of the children's ministry on Friday nights, come to the meeting.
如果你们有孩子想要参加我们周五晚上的儿童事工的话，欢迎你们来。
You know, when we see two people enter into marriage, our greatest wish for them is for them to be happy.
当我们看到两个人步入婚姻的时候，我们最大的祝福就是希望他们幸福。
And it seems like happiness has become the most important goal of marriage.
幸福成了婚姻最大的目标。
It's the be-all and end-all of the universe. It's the beginning and the end of everything for the universe, in the universe, to just simply be happy.
幸福似乎是我们讲到婚姻的时候的一切。
But as time goes on,
不过随着时间的推移，
we realize happiness is compromised.
我们意识到幸福被打了折扣。
For any of us that have been married,
对于我们结婚的人来说，
we know, I mean, it's just that happy feeling doesn't always last.
我们知道并不总是有着很幸福开心的感觉。
Because I think we're supposed to have more than just happiness. We're supposed to have a deep, profound joy.
因为我们所要拥有的并不是表面上浅的幸福，而是有一个深深的一个喜悦在我们心里。
But for most couples, not say in our church, but in our society, they're just looking to be happy.
不过对于不只是在教会里，而是对于整个的世界来说，人们只是希望那种表面的开心。
And usually after 5 to 7 years, the happiness goes, and so does the marriage.
不过过到五到七年以后，人不再开心了，那婚姻也就走到了尽头。
But when you stick in the marriage, what happens is, when you stick to the marriage, it becomes harder, and it's harder than what we thought it would be.
不过如果我们再继续的维持着这个婚姻的时候，我们就觉得很难，比我们想象中的要难。
And then for, like I said, for many people, they begin to think, well, maybe I'd be happier with somebody else.
对于很多人来说，这个时候就在想，也许在和另外一个人在一起的时候会更开心。
And brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you this, that if you feel that way, in that case, and you're sitting here today, maybe God is calling you to be faithful to your mate.
不过弟兄姐妹，今天你坐在这里，我告诉大家，如果大家有这样的想法的时候，那神的呼召是要我们要忠诚。
What is God calling you to?
神对我们的呼召是什么？
Some of us have children.
我们其中有一些人有孩子。
And God has called us to faithfully raise them.
神叫我们忠心抚养孩子。
And we might just be becoming aware of the fact that our routines, our energies, and our values have to go through some paradigm shift because now we have kids.
因为有了孩子以后，我们可能意识到我们以前平时的每日的工作，我们的能量，我们的价值都会经历一个转移改变。
For the longest time, it was just the two of you in the marriage. But now there are children, and God is calling us to do something different.
本来婚姻里就是两个人，现在突然间有了孩子，神要我们改变，做不一样的事情。
And maybe if you find yourself in that position, God may be calling you to greater attention to your family and that he has placed in your care.
如果在座的各位在经历这样的状况的话，也许是神要我们将更大的注意力集中在他要给我们照要我们照顾的家庭上。
Maybe you've been hurt.
也许你可能受过伤。
And maybe God is calling you to healing from that hurt.
神可能要我们医治创伤。
And I'm thinking about something more personal, not a physical injury.
这个并不仅仅是指每个人个人的身体上的伤害。
You know, maybe somebody has hurt you by something they've said.
可能别人说过的话伤害了你。
And sometimes we like to hold on to our hurts and disappointments. We don't forget them. We don't let them go.
我们有的时候喜欢沉浸在这个受伤和失望之中。
And we can get comfortable seeing life and interpreting everything that happens to us, in general through our hurts.
我们喜欢将生活中发生在我们身上的一切的事情通过这个受伤和失望来解释出来。
And it can get to the point that we have been hurt or have been disappointed, and that becomes a part of our identity.
到了一个地步，我们会把受到的伤害和失望变成我们身份中的一部分。
So every time somebody sees us, they almost can say, "Oh, that's so and so. They've been hurt this way."
所以当别人看到我们的时候，是说，哦，因为他经历过这些事情，所以他受伤导致了他今天的状况。
And it's because we've kind of used that hurt and told everybody about it and used it as a crutch to get sympathy.
因为我们将我们的经历、我们的伤害来告诉别人，它像一个我们拿在手中的支撑的拐杖一样，这样的话呢，可以得到别人的同情。
And the fact is that we've found a lot of comfort in that adolescent behavior.
我们在这样不成熟的举动中得到了很多的安慰。
But God is calling us out of there.
不过神要我们从这里走出来。
Into healing, into repentance, and into forgiveness.
通过悔改和饶恕获得医治。
Is there a relationship like that in your life?
我们的生命中有没有这样的情况，这样的关系？
Or maybe God is calling us into personal discipleship.
也许神呼召我们来做门徒的训练。
Where we commit ourselves and we take responsibility and devote ourselves to the reading and the study of His Word, for a longer period and in more intense period during the day.
我们通过花很多的时间和精力将自己投入到阅读和学习圣经神的话语中。
And that will change our schedules.
这会改变我们的时间表。
But the reason for it is that we might truly become men and women of God.
不过这样我们就会成长为真正的属神的儿子和女儿。
And I'll just end with this also. But sometimes God calls his church the corporate body.
那最后我想说的是神会呼召教会教会里的肢体。
And maybe the church, his body is being called to mission and to disciple making as a priority.
那神对教会的呼召是把宣道和造就门徒作为主要的任务。
But unfortunately, all of that gets preempted by secondary issues.
不过不幸的是，这些被次要的任务所阻碍。
And it distracts from what God has called the church to do.
这会导致肢体偏离了神的呼召。
God might be calling us to use our resources and our time and our gifts and abilities in a different way that completely glorifies Him.
神可能呼召我们用不同的方式来利用我们的资源、我们的时间、恩赐、能力和财物来完全的荣耀他。
And it might be a way that is completely different that than we as a church are used to or is common to most churches.
这种方式可能在教会，在很多常人来看是非常奇怪的。
To move in the direction that God calls us, it all starts with obedience.
要想要我们要行在神所要指引我们的方向，开始先决的条件就是要顺服。
So the question for us today is this.
所以对于我们今天的问题就是
，Is God calling us to something, and are we running from it?
神有没有呼召我们做一些事情，我们选择逃避的
？Just like Jonah.
就好像约拿一样。
He was supposed to go over here. He was supposed to go over here, and he went all the way over there.
他本应该去尼尼微。结果他逃到了约施。
Brothers and sisters, let's ask God.
我们来问神。
What is he calling us to do?
神对我们的呼召要我们做什么
？Personally,
对我们个人。
And even as a corporate body.
作为整个的教会的一个群体。
Maybe we would like to put it before the Lord.
也许我们要把这个放在神的面前。
And we just simply need to ask him, Lord, what are you calling me to do?
我们只需要简单的问神，你要我做什么
？What part of my life do you want me to change?
我生活里面有哪一部分是你需要我改变的
？And maybe we just need to say, Lord, I really haven't been listening lately.
也许我们说神，我最近没有听你在说话。
So please just call me again.
请你再对我说一遍。
Tell me one more time.
再告诉我一遍。
So that I might follow you.
所以这样我可以遵从你。
Amen.
Amen.